Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Around here in Chapel Hill and Hillsborough, any news about Lee Smith is big news. And that's not only because she's such a prominent citizen whose writing brings favorable attention to our towns from her fans across the world. It's more because she has earned the friendship of so many by her generous contributions of her talent and fame to so many good causes in our community. She's been a promoter and mentor and best friend to most of the many writers and aspiring writers who live here. Well, last week's big news was her appearance on UNC-TV's North Carolina Book Watch, kicking off a new season for that program. And she talked about her latest novel, Guest on Earth, which is set at Asheville's Highland Mental Hospital during the times that led up to the Great Fire of 1948 that killed Scott Fitzgerald's wife, Zelda. Through her central character, Evelina Toussaint, an orphan from New Orleans, Smith showed the complex mixture of joy and despair and accomplishment and failure, all of these things, combination of talent and disruption that make up the experience of those people who are affected by mental illness. She told me on the Book Watch program that she'd been interested, quote, for so long in the terrible fire that took the life of Zelda Fitzgerald among 9 women who were in a locked ward on the top floor for their own safety because they'd had an insulin treatment that day. Smith continued that she was intrigued by this image of the fire, which was set by somebody and is an unresolved mystery. She says, it's given me a chance to look at life within the famous mental institution and to write about art. Zelda was not only a ballet dancer, but also an artist and writer. The new book gave Smith a way, she says, to write about art and madness and women in madness, refuge and safety. Her book, Smith says, looks very hard at the notion of mental illness. Who's crazy and who's not? And what does that even mean? And why is art so often, in all its forms, linked to madness? And she says there's a lot to talk about here. And there's a lot to consider and reconsider. And this gives me a wonderful framework to do that. Well, there's other news. In Chapel Hill at the University Presbyterian Church, they're studying Smith's short stories in a sessions led by retired Carolina professor Joe Flora. And in just a couple of weeks, Smith will be at Chapel Hill's Flyleaf Books to help celebrate the work of her friend and fellow author, Elizabeth Spencer. Well, hope to see you there. This is D.G. Martin.